That is one incident where he kind of saved everyone in Vrindavan. See, there in Krishna Leela, if you see, there is Leelas where Krishna has either saved the cows or he has saved the cowherd boys, you know, like one at a time. But Govardhan Leela was one Leela where he saved all the Vrajavasis together. So Girivar Dhari. So one example is given. Okay. Jai Radha Madhava, Kunja Vihari, Gopijana Vallabha, Girivar Dhari, Yashoda Nandana, Vrajajana Ranjana. So who is Krishna? Krishna is Yashoda Nandan. Yashoda ki Nandlala hai. Vrajajana Ranjana. Pure Vraj ke liye Manoranjan hai. Vrajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Teeravanachari. So what normally he does is, he goes to the Yamuna, the banks of Yamuna, Teeravanachari. So there he goes along with his friends, along with the cows, and he is just, you know, roaming and enjoying over there. So that is what Krishna's Leela is there. So it's a very small bhajan, you know, which kind of gives us a glimpse of, you know, the happiness that one can enjoy in Vrindavan. Okay, so we'll sing this. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Girivar Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Teeravanachari. Yamuna Teeravanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. So recite the prayer. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Jnan Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sadivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parigana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं च नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे नमो महाभूतन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च हिन्दुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Anyone remembers last time what we discussed? Yeah. So we discussed the science of the soul. Dehi nosmin yata dehe. Right. So we discussed about internal reincarnation and external reincarnation. Can anyone tell me what is internal reincarnation?
Body cells change.
Ha. So the body cells deteriorate and then our new bodily cells are generated. So over a period of 7 years, the entire body is a new body actually, and that itself is a regeneration process. Okay, so that is reincarnation, internal reincarnation, as long as you are in this body. And external reincarnation is transmigration. When you leave this body and enter into another body, that is external reincarnation. The next shloka that we studied was, please repeat after me, Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya, it's 2.14, chapter number 2, text number 14. Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya, Sitesna Sukha Dukkada, अगम पायिनो नित्यश्च ताम स्थितिक्ष्वस्व भारत। सो हियर कृष्णा इज टेलिंग अर्जुना, ओ सन ऑफ कुंती, द नॉन परमानेंट अपीयरेंस ऑफ हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस एंड देयर डिसअपीयरेंस इन ड्यू कोर्स आर लाइक द अपीयरेंस एंड डिसअपीयरेंस ऑफ विंटर एंड समर सीजन्स। They arise from the sense of perception, O scion of Bharat. One must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. So here, this verse we discussed little bit last time also, and we'll discuss little bit more today. So this is a very practical philosophy. I mean, Krishna is not telling Arjuna to become like a stone-hearted person. Okay, he is acknowledging the fact that there will be happiness, there will be distress. It's going to come. Okay. But Krishna is telling Arjuna very clear that how is happiness and distress? Happiness and distress are like changing seasons. Right? It's going to come. Whether you ask for it or whether you don't ask for it, they are going to come. And on what basis they are going to come? Yeah, they are going to come on its own accord based on your past karmas. Okay. So even if you don't endeavor for something, you will automatically get it. Okay? Just because it is based on your past karmas. But at the same time, we also discussed last time that, this philosophy does not make us lazy. Right? It doesn't mean that, you know, in Marathi there is a saying that Asel maza harit del khatlavari, you know. So if if agar mera hari hai to mere ko khatiya pe baithe baithe wo de dega. Well, de dega, but that is according to your past karmas, okay. But according to your future karmas, then you are not doing anything, right? Our whole philosophy is not to worry about the past and not to worry about the future, but execute your duty in the current. Okay, that is the entire philosophy. Past is something which you cannot change, you are going to get the results. Future is something on which you don't have control, right? Because future mein kya aane wala hai, that let the Lord worry about it. There is a whole, you know, क्या बोलते हैं पैनल ऑफ गॉड्स हु आर देयर एंड हु आर एनालाइजिंग ऑल योर एक्टिविटीज एंड दे आर डूइंग ऑल द कंप्यूटेशंस एंड परम्यूटेशंस एंड दे आर गोइंग टू गिव यू रिजल्ट्स अकॉर्डिंग टू ऑल दोस कंप्यूटेशंस सो लेट देम वरी अबाउट इट लेट्स नॉट गेट इनटू ऑल दैट कॉम्प्लेक्स कैलकुलेशंस ओके बट माई करंट वर्तमान स्थिति जो है दैट इन दैट वॉट इज माई ड्यूटी दैट वन शुड अंडरस्टैंड एंड दैट वन शुड डू इन द राइट वे सो दैट योर फ्यूचर इज गुड Your future is guaranteed good actually. Okay. So here, Krishna is telling Arjuna also not to worry about happiness and distress. Okay. Last time we discussed about that story about that prince, not the prince, but actually the guy who went to commit suicide, right? Remember? That he commits, he tries to jump from there to kill himself. He happens to fall in the water where the princess is there and the crocodile gets scared. So he went for a purpose of giving up his own life. What happened? He got half of the kingdom with the princess. I mean, so just to give you an analogy that, you know, happiness is something, if it is written on your forehead, you will always get it. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj speaks about this philosophy to Hiranyakashipu. He says, my dear father, there are things that are written on your forehead, certain things. What are those? He says, how much a person will live his life. Okay, so when you are born, that time only it is written on your forehead, ki itna jiyega. Then how much happiness you will, you know, get in this world, during this lifetime, that is also written on your forehead. How much wealth you will accumulate, ye sab likh ke aata hai. That is why, you know, there are people जो दिन रात मेहनत करते स्टिल अपना उधर के उधर ही चल रहा है यू नो दे नॉट जस्ट मूविंग अहेड एंड देन वी हैव ऑल दिस क्या बोलते हैं एग्जाम्पल्स जो हिला देते हैं लाइक सम वन ऑफ माय फ्रेंड ही वाज टेलिंग मी एग्जाम्पल आई डोंट नो हाउ ट्रू दिस इज बट ही वाज टेलिंग अबाउट दिस डीएसके द गाय हु ओन्स टुडे लाइक यू नो कंस्ट्रक्शन कंपनी So he was telling me this guy, what his work was, he used to go to different houses and he used to clean the telephone instruments and all those things. So he used to do that and look at where he is today. I mean, so what it tells is, it is not just hard work. You know, hard work to sabhi log karte hai. You know, even a mazdoor who is doing day and night hard work, he also does it. But there is also a concept of faith that is there. And that is where things fall in a right place at the right time. Okay, how do they fall? They all come according to the basis of your karmas. So one need not endeavor too much about it. So Krishna, he is telling over here, he is saying that one should be able to tolerate this. Okay, happiness and distress, one should be able to tolerate this. And only if you are able to tolerate it, then only you will become dhira. You know, dhira. Dhira is a person who is very composed. Okay, just like ocean, you know. Ocean, if you even put big boulders on the ocean, the chances of ocean getting disturbed is very less. Why is it very less? Because ocean is very vast and very deep. But if you take a small pond and in that if you put a big boulder over there, immediately the pond will get disturbed. Water will be splashed all over actually, you know. Why is it? Because the pond is very shallow. Similarly, in our lives also, when we have very shallow understanding about things, the chances of we getting disturbed are very easy. We get disturbed by small situations in life. You know, small, small situations in life make us disturbed. मतलब I have seen people disturbed because of things जिसके ऊपर उनका कोई कंट्रोल भी नहीं रहता है. You know, sometimes we also do that, right? We keep on lunch table, there are people who keep on discussing about certain topics and even they get into arguments and fights. But how much control this person has on that situation? Zero control, actually. So they teach us that philosophy of there is a circle of influence. You have heard this thing sometimes? There is a circle of concern and circle of influence, yeah. So circle of concern and circle of influence. So you have to understand what is your circle of influence, you know. XYZ nation mein the government is behaving like this with these people and uske upar agar mera khoon idhar ubal raha hai, I mean what is the difference that you are going to make with that? So you have to understand the circle of influence over there, you know. So this kind of things are very important and one will be able to understand these things only when one has a deep knowledge, okay. Shastras, through understanding this philosophy, it helps us to deepen our understanding and knowledge. When we deepen our understanding, then automatically you will see that we don't get disturbed by these small, small things. Okay, once one person, he had asked, one of the ISKCON sannyasis a question. He said that how is that by understanding the Krishna consciousness philosophy, one gets, does it solve the material problems? He said that, by understanding the Krishna consciousness philosophy. So that Maharaj, he gave a very nice answer. He said, it does not solve the material problems directly, but it changes your perception of looking at the problems. Okay. So what it meant is, he gave an example. He said, say for example, you are walking in the main downtown. So Pune ka downtown kya bolenge? So you are going through that lane in Mumbai where there are the skyscraper buildings. Okay, say Hiranandani Gardens or something like that. Okay. So when you are walking through that street over there, and when you look at these huge, huge towers, right? They look very huge and scary actually. Now when the same person, if he goes at a very high altitude and is traveling through the aeroplane, and now when he looks at the same buildings, okay, the buildings don't disappear, but they look very small and insignificant. Similarly, Krishna consciousness helps one to elevate from one's position. So things might not change around you, but your perception of looking at those things changes. And because of that, those problems in life which look very huge and difficult for us, automatically because you being at a very highly elevated position, they look very tiny and insignificant. I mean when things are very tiny and insignificant, they don't disturb you. Okay. So that is how Krishna consciousness or God consciousness helps us in our life to look at problems and perspectives at life, and that is how one can become dhira. So Krishna, he is telling Arjuna over here that, my dear Arjuna, don't worry about happiness and distress. Okay. See, Krishna very well knew that in this battlefield, not only is Arjuna going to be pained because of, people dying on the opposite side, but there is also, Krishna very well knew that Abhimanyu is going to die in this battlefield. Kyunki wo to likhe aaya tha na, as I said earlier also, see, this is like a written script. Bhagavad Gita is a match fixing, right? Krishna ne full match fixing kar diya tha idhar. Krishna ne Arjun ko pehle hi bol diya tha. See, he showed him in 10th chapter, there is that Vishwarup that comes over there. And in that, Krishna is telling Arjuna, see Arjuna, all these Kauravas, they are getting devoured by me. And Arjuna is like, oh, they are already getting killed. So, mai kyun ye kar raha hu? So, Krishna is saying, that is the end result that you are seeing. So now whether you want to be a part of this end result or not, that I leave up to you. If you be a part of it, you get the credit to it. If you don't be a part of it, the result still does not change. It's just you lose a chance over there. So I mean, the match was entirely fixed over there. Okay. So in this, even Abhimanyu is going to die on the battlefield was already decided. And actually there is a path to that also. There is a narration in Mahabharata. It is explained that when Krishna was going to appear on this planet And the main, doesn't even know why Krishna appeared on the planet during Mahabharata. To kill Kamsa. Kamsa was one of them. He was one of them. But what about others? Right. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. You know, glanir. When the religious practices were, you know, kind of polluted completely, you know. Yuddha nama dharmasya tadatma nam smijamyam pavitra naya sadhu nam vinashaya ta duskritam. You know, pavitra naya sadhu nam. So all the devotees jo hai, unko ananda dene ke liye. Pavitra naya sadhu nam vinashaya ta duskritam. To kill the miscreants, you know. Dharma sansthapanarthaya, you know, to establish dharma. Sambhavami yuge yuge. I come again and again, you know. So there, once upon a time, there was this, Akbar and Birbal were having a discussion actually. And in that discussion, this Akbar, he questioned Birbal. So Birbal was from the Hindu side actually. And, you know, Akbar, we all know he was a very good, you know, rather he was one of the pious kings actually. You know, though he was an Islamic king, but a pious king. So he questioned Birbal. He said that, I don't understand in your religion why Lord Himself has to come down. Matlab kya usme itna power nahi hai kya wo upar se hi sab kuch kar rahe hai. Why He has to come Himself over there? So, you know, this Akbar Birbal, they were nicely strolling in their garden and there Akbar was questioning Birbal. So usko acha lagta tha Birbal ka taang khichne ko. Actually, he also liked the wittiness of Birbal, but he was questioning this. So Birbal thought that rather than me directly answering Akbar, let me give him a demo. So वो चलते चलते उसने क्या किया कि ये अकबर का छोटा बच्चा he was playing there in the garden. तो ये बिरबल ने उसको टांग मार के पानी में धकेल दिया. The moment उसने पानी में उसको धकेल दिया without a question, ये अकबर ने अपना कपड़े उतार के जंप मार दिया उसमें and तैर के वो बच्चे को बाहर निकाला. And Birbal said, hey, what is this? He said, with your kid, there were so many soldiers over here who were there. Why you had to jump? They could have also saved him, na? Why you personally had to jump over there? So he said, that is the love that my Lord also has for his devotees. You know? Bhagwan ka prem itna zyada hai that sometimes he does not trust anyone else. Anyone else, किसी के ऊपर भी भरोसा नहीं करता है भगवान. There is a pastime in Mahabharat that during the war of Mahabharat, when Abhimanyu was killed, Arjuna took a vow. He said, next day, before sunset, I am going to kill Jayadrath. And if I am not able to kill Jayadrath, then I will enter into fire. ऐसा vow ले लिया, हाँ, पूरा एकदम लोगों के सामने वाव ले लिया. लोगों ने ढोल ताशे सब बजाए, शंख बजे, एवरीवन यू नो हैप्पी दैट कल तो जयद्रथ मरेगा ही मरेगा. एंड गए सब लोग सोने को चले गए एंड अर्जुन ऑल्सो वेंट टू स्लीप. एंड इधर कृष्णा अकेला टेंट में चल रहे हैं, ऊपर नीचे चल रहे, ऊपर नीचे चल रहे. एंड देन तो कृष्णा वो उसकी सर्वंट के यहीं से, माय डियर लॉर्ड क्या हो गया? बोले वो अर्जुन ने यू नो यू हैव टेकन सच अ वाव, आई डोंट नो हाउ यू इज गोइंग टू फुलफिल दिस वाव, यू नो. एंड देन कृष्णा ही कॉल्स हिज सर्वेंट दारुक, यू नो दारुक इज द चैरियट ड्राइवर ऑफ कृष्णा. एंड कृष्णा सेज दैट टुमारो मेक श्योर दैट यू कीप माय चैरियट रेडी एंड फिल इट विद ऑल द वेपन्स, ही सेड. एंड ही सेड इफ टुमारो इफ एनी प्रॉब्लम कम्स in Arjuna slaying Jayadrath, I myself will pick up the weapon and I will start destroying these Kauravas one by one. So Daruk said, my dear Lord, you don't have to do all these things, you know, because firstly you have taken a vow not to pick up a weapon. Secondly, you know, as long as you are there, no one has to worry about it. But Krishna said, no, no, nothing doing like this, he said. If the need arises, I will pick up the weapon and keep it the chariot ready. What this incident shows is, it does not show that Krishna did not have faith in Arjuna. This is not the thing. It also does not show that, you know, Krishna does not have faith in himself. But this shows, well, love ka jo kamzori hota hai, you know, when you are in deep love with the other person, then even the obvious things may you start doubting about those things. Doubting in the sense, the purpose of doubting is how you can protect the other person. You know, so Krishna here, in spite of knowing all the facts, and Krishna himself has arranged the whole battlefield. तो अभी सीन चेंज तो नहीं होने वाला है, राइट? अगर स्क्रिप्ट ऑलरेडी लिखा गया है तो उसमें कोई चेंजेस नहीं होने वाले है, बट इन स्पाइट ऑफ दैट कृष्णा इज डाउटिंग ऑन दैट होल स्क्रिप्ट ऑल्सो. वॉट इफ इट इज रॉन्ग? वॉट इफ समथिंग हैपन्स टू माई डिवोटी? यू नो, ही डज नॉट वॉन्ट टू टेक एनी ऑफ दिस चांसेस. एंड दैट इज वाई कृष्णा ही एक्चुअली ही वॉज रेडी टू ब्रेक द वॉ. He was ready to break the vow. Now this is the love the Lord has for his devotees, you know. And this is not a very small and ordinary incident, because try to understand, this incident is written in the history, and there are a lot of critics who are reading this Mahabharata. And when critics read Mahabharata, they will not look at this incident as the incident where the Lord has depicted love to his devotees. They will read this incident as, look at this where the Lord is a liar. They will say, you know, he has taken a vow not to fight and see how he is breaking his vow. So critics hote hai, actually, you know. But Lord does not care for it. This is defamy actually. But still the Lord is ready to accept this defamy. The Lord is ready to accept even this defamy at the cost, not at the cost of, you know, jeopardizing his devotee. So that is the love the Lord has for his devotee. So basically, Krishna knew that, you know, Arjuna will panic even when Abhimanyu will be killed, because Abhimanyu was destined to die in this battlefield. So as I said, so when Krishna was supposed to appear, then Brahma had told all the demigods also that, my dear demigods, you all please, you and your children and whoever is there, you please start appearing on this planet so that you can assist the Lord in his mission. So that time there was one of the demigods, and he had too much attachment towards his son in the heavenly planets. So he went to Brahma and he said that, my dear Lord Brahma, you know, I am too much attached to my child. So please do such an arrangement that I don't have to part from my child for a very long time. But at the same time, give me a boon that whatever my child accomplishes in that small interval of time, it let it be remembered for generations to generations. And that is where Brahma said, okay, fine, you know, tathastu. And that child was none other than Abhimanyu, who just lived for 16 years, but what he achieved in that one day of battlefield, that, you know, anyone in that entire battlefield, it was impossible for them to achieve, you know. So that was the feat that Abhimanyu achieved. So there is a path, basically, even to why Abhimanyu died in that battlefield. You know, he came with that setting only over there. And Krishna knew that, you know, Arjuna will feel that separation. And that is where he is telling him that, you know, happiness and distress are going to come on its own accord. But, you know, you have to tolerate them. You know, this is a practical lesson for us also, that, you know, even in our lives, happiness and distress will come, you know. And tolerance is the only thing. Okay, and see the beauty of it, Krishna is telling to tolerate not only distress, but even happiness. Even during happiness, one should not become extravagant, like, you know, you should not become so much jubilant that you lose your control. Sometimes, you know, even in happiness, a person becomes mad, you know. So Krishna is saying you should tolerate both, happiness and distress. And then only you will be able to become dhira, you know. Yeah, in this purport, Prabhupada gives two examples. There are two prominent examples given in this purport. One example is, Prabhupada says that just like in the winter season, irrespective of it being very cold, one should bathe early in the morning. Now, for us, it's not a problem because hamare ghar mein to geysers vagera sab lagaye rehte hain, so it doesn't make a difference. But normally, if you go to, like, you know, any of the dhams, when you actually, so previously the log, they used to go in the Ganges and they used to go in the rivers to bathe. So early in the morning the water is very chilly. So just because it's going to be very cold, I am not going to bathe in the morning, that is not the reason. So Prabhupada says that, you know, one has to tolerate this, but at the same time do your duty. So bathing, you know, it's like a duty. Similarly, he gives another example, is like, you know, for women, Even if it is hot summer, they should they cannot give up cooking. They have to cook. So again, you know, we cannot relate it directly to the situation because nowadays our kitchens are very sophisticated and all those things. But if anyone has that background of staying in a village, you know, to wo pura wo leke baithna padta hai. You take all those. Right, and you blow that and all those stuff. So it is a kind of austerity to do cooking in summer also when you have all those chula and all those kind of things. But at the same time, Prabhupada said, just like the women, they do their duty, whether it's summer or winter. So this is a classical example. So Prabhupada says, irrespective of the external condition, one should not give up your duty. So it's very important. Try to understand this point. Irrespective of the external conditions, one should not give up your duty. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a pastime of elephant called Gajendra. I don't know how many of you know the story of Gajendra. This Gajendra, he was an elephant who was being caught by a crocodile. वो crocodile ने उसका पैर पकड़ लिया था and उसको खींच लिया पानी में. The crocodile pulled him in the water and he was about to kill this elephant. At the same time, the elephant was fighting for his life. But very soon he realized that I am in the external world because water is an area of crocodile. So he derives all his strength from that water. And for me, I am an animal of ground. So for me, it's a big struggle. So even after fighting for a long time, Gajendra was not able to defeat this crocodile. So he started praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when he prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that time the Supreme Lord, he himself came on Garuda. And when the Supreme Lord came on Garuda, at that point in time, Gajendra, the moment he saw the Supreme Lord, the first thing he did is, he bowed down and he lifted a lotus and he offered it to the Supreme Lord. Now, just evaluate this situation, okay? इधर मेरा पैर पकड़ा हुआ है क्रोकोडाइल ने, वो मेरी जान ले रहा है, ओके, एंड आई एम कॉलिंग द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एंड ही इज देयर. इमेजिन हम लोग अगर होते तो क्या बोलते, बोलते जल्दी छुड़ाओ, यू नो, भगवान बोलेंगे नहीं नहीं मेरे को दंडवत करो. यार क्या दंडवत करो, पहले छुड़ाओ तो सही, फिर दंडवत करेंगे तुमको. यू नो, आवर सिचुएशन इज लाइक दैट. यू नो, now let's go into a very practical situation. In our life there are days when we are having fever, when we have cold, aise thoda, you know, condition ho jata hai where it's very difficult even to get out of the bed. And that point in time, how easy it is for us to give excuses that no, I cannot chant my rounds today, aaj main bhagwan ka naam nahi smaran kar sakta, you know. And भगवान भी समझ लेंगे, यू नो, ही इज गुड इनफ टू अंडरस्टैंड माई सिचुएशन. सी, आई हैव कोल्ड है, मेरे को फीवर है, सो मच वीकनेस है. सी, व्हेन वी रीड दिस एग्जांपल्स ऑफ गजेंद्र एंड अदर्स, इट इज प्रिसाइसली फॉर दिस रीजन एज टू हाउ आई कैन अप्लाई. उसका जान अटका हुआ था उधर, यू नो, इट वॉज नॉट अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ ही हैविंग 99 डिग्रीज ऑफ 100 डिग्रीज ऑफ फीवर एंड ही टेकिंग अ क्रोसिन एंड नींदारा. दैट वॉज नॉट हिज सिचुएशन. हिज सिचुएशन वॉज लाइफ वॉज एट थ्रेट. Even in that situation also, he was able to perform his service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, this is a gesture which the Lord attracts, actually. So, even in our lives, when situations are adverse, see, when situations are conducive, tab to bhakti karma hi chahiye and log karte bhi hai. But the real test is when the situations are adverse in our lives. When situations are adverse in our lives, and if we are able to perform devotion at that point in time, imagine how much pleasing it will be to the Lord. You know, it will be very, very pleasing to the Lord, you know. So that is how it is. So this is how we, you know, we should try to understand this stories, or we should try to understand this pastimes actually, you know. They give us a lot of hope. At the same time, they teach us a lot of important things that how practically you can apply that in the life. So here also, Prabhupada is saying that irrespective of situation being unconducive, you still have to, you know, perform your duty. You know, you should still perform your duty. That is what Prabhupada is saying. Okay, in the next shloka Prabhupada, Krishna is elaborating the same thing. He is saying, so best among the men, Arjuna, the person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress and is studying both is certainly eligible for liberation. Okay. So this kind of person is eligible for liberation. Eligible for liberation, why? Because this kind of person, he rises above the bodily platform then. Because this kind of understanding, knowledge or this kind of behavior helps the person to rise above the platform of bodily conception of life. And when you rise above the bodily conception of life, automatically you become liberated. See, the state of liberation, okay, so there is a physical state and there is a mental state. The physical state is where you physically actually go into the Vaikuntha planet, where you are liberated actually. There is also a state of mental equilibrium where you don't get afflicted by the surrounding. Material world may happiness and distress don't affect you at all. That is also a state of liberation. That is a mental state of liberation. This is what sadhus normally achieve, you know. They don't get disturbed by all these kind of things actually. So that is the state that one achieves. Okay. And sometimes just by looking at the externals of a person, one might not even understand whether the person is liberated or not. But the actions of that person, they tell, you know, how liberated one a person is there. Like once I had heard a story that there is a couple actually, husband and wife, and they both are virat, okay. Like, you know, they were pretty detached couple actually. They did not have any kind of attachment to wealth and all other kind of things. One day, the wife, while she was, gardening in her own house, bahar mein, aangan mein, when she was doing gardening, so she happened to find a pot of gold coins. And when she saw the pot of gold coins, so she got scared. She thought that, what if my husband sees this? She thought that might be he will get deviated, you know. Kyunki paisa kisi ko bhi attract kar sakta hai. So he might get deviated. So immediately, wo kya karne lagi? She started putting lot of mud. Wo aise coins ko dhakne lagi and uske upar mitti dalne lagi. And the husband just walked out and he saw what she is doing. And he asked his wife, he said, "Are mitti ko mitti se kyun dhak rahi ho?" So when he said that, she realized that my husband is more detached than me. So wife ko milne ke baad, at least uske man mein wo to paida hua ki there is a distinction between mud and gold. That she could distinguish. But husband was so detached that he could not even distinguish between mud and gold. For him, both were mud. I mean, this is an example that is given that, you know, what is detachment. But at the same time, just by looking at externals, it is very difficult to understand. But when you actually be with that person, then you will start coming to know the qualities of that person. Okay? Okay. Those who are the seers of truth have concluded that for the non-existence, there is no endurance. Okay? Very important. For the non-existent, who is the non-existent? Material body. There is no endurance. And of the eternal life, soul, there is no change. This they have concluded by studying the nature of both. So basically, you know, very simple thing, that with every rising and setting of the sun, our body is continuously changing, right? It is deteriorating actually. With every rising and setting of the sun, that much time from our life is taken away. Our body is continuously changing. So there is no necessity to make external attempts to try to endure that body. You know, like today, one of the biggest industries in this world is the cosmetic industry. And the whole cosmetic industry focus is, how do I try to maintain a particular state or delay the deterioration of that state? Sab uske upar hi hai. But here Krishna is very clearly saying the nature of body itself is that it is non-enduring. Tum kuch bhi karo, you cannot endure actually. The body is going to give up at some point in time. But at the same time he says, but the soul undergoes no changes. So there is no change for the soul. Okay? So the soul is same even within the ant and the elephant. उसमें कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता है. Ant में जाने के बाद वो छोटा नहीं होता है और उसी तरह से elephant में जाने के बाद वो बड़ा नहीं होता है. Okay? It's the same soul. Just like the same electric current, it will pass through a small transistor as well as it could pass through a big crane. When it passes through a brick crane, it does performs hurricane task. When it passes through a transistor, वो छोटा छोटा you know, it gives you some radio signals and all those things. The current is the same actually. Okay? So similarly over here, it depends on the machinery also, कि वो machinery का capacity क्या है. अभी हाथी का capacity ज्यादा है इसलिए the same soul performs lot of task. Actually the potency of the soul in itself is huge, you know. Potency of the soul is enormous. But still it tries to operate it through the body within which it has received. But still if you do a relative comparison, the task that an elephant does is much lesser than that of an ant, because ant lifts many more times of its bodily weight, whereas an elephant, it's difficult for him to lift his bodily weight. So in that comparison if you go, okay. Text number 17, this is also important shloka. That which pervades the entire body, you should know to be indestructible. No one is able to destroy that imperishable soul. Huh? Yeah, we can read that, but it's just that I wanted to cover this section very quickly. So in 1960s, there was this doctor cum scientist. His name was Dr. Bigelow. Okay, if you read Prabhupada's Science of Self-Realization, so there is this section that comes about there. Dr. Bigelow. This Dr. Bigelow, he is from Canada or Toronto somewhere, but of course Canada may. So he was doing research. What was his topic of research? The topic of research was, what is the change that happens when a person leaves the body? उसके ऊपर वो research कर रहा था. So he writes in his research paper, he says that for last 30 years, I have been observing people at the time of death. तो जब कोई मरने वाला है तो वो पूरा उसका खास laboratory में उसको रखता था वो patient को. And he used to very carefully observe that person through different cameras and God knows what all he had put. As to what is the change that happens at the time of death. And he said, in his conclusion he writes, he says there is something in the body that leaves the body at the time of death. Now, I mean, such a stupid conclusion, matlab, in one sense, because pura dunya usi pe rota hai, right? Aray gaya matlab kya? Even a layman person says the same thing what you have written after 30 years of experiment, is something in the body. But he writes that, you know, but I don't know what this something is. He says there is a visible difference in the body, bodily structure when the person lives. Like he says the shine or glow in the eyes drops, the temperature of the body drops because of this thing living. Then he writes further, he says the another challenge is this something that which resides within the body, it is very difficult to locate where it resides because it seems that it's there everywhere in the body. So I am not able to pinpoint ki a body mein exactly kaha hai. That is also he writes, you know. So very confusing conclusion, and when Prabhupada read this conclusion, so Prabhupada wrote a letter back to him. He said, thank you Mr. Bigelow, you know, for doing this wonderful research and all this thing. And then Prabhupada gave him that what you are referring to as something is nothing but the soul, he said. Okay. The soul is what is residing within the body, and when it leaves the body, the person is like it's a dead body. Then he says that how is the soul fed throughout the body? So you, in your device, you have studied this. But how is the soul fed throughout the body? The soul is living inside the heart. The soul is living inside the heart, but how is it experienced throughout the body? No, Gyanindriya I understand. So okay. So in the middle of the night, when a mosquito bites you, okay, how many times you switch on the light, and then look at the part of your body where the mosquito bit you and then you scratch that part of the body. ऐसा कितने बार होता है? नहीं होता है. Even in that night, without looking at the part of that body where the mosquito bit you, your hand automatically goes there and scratches over there. So how do your hands exactly know कि वो किधर जाना है क्या नहीं? Okay? Because that portion of your body is conscious, right? The symptom of the soul is consciousness that you have studied in your device. Symptom of the soul, matlab, the soul is present in the body. How do I know that? Consciousness is the symptom of that soul. Agar your body mein consciousness hai, that means the soul is present in that body. Right? What are the signs of consciousness? What is the difference between a stone versus a human being? But how? Matlab, someone might say there is a soul even in the stone. How do you discriminate? Feelings, like for example trees. Now trees have soul, right? How many times you experience the feelings of the tree? Actually you do, like Anna Jagdish Chandra Bose, he actually proved with the experiment that the trees have feelings and all those things. But then even your normal interaction, how many times you even experience that thing that the trees have feeling? So if someone argues with you that no, you're just like trees have soul but you cannot see the feelings within the tree, similarly this stone has soul.
Body changes.
This is important, na? See, aaj mere ghar mein ek patthar hai and if I come after 20 years, I will not see 20 such stones, like baby stone, mummy stone, aisa wo nahi hota hai udhar, right? But trees, so any living body, there are six changes that happen in this body if the body is living. What happens? There is a birth to that body, the body grows, then it sustains over a period of time, then it reproduces, it deteriorates and then it dwindles, matlab mar jata hai. Aise six transformations hote hai. If these six symptoms, if you don't see any particular body, then that is not living body. Okay, and this happens because of consciousness. And consciousness ka source kya hai? Soul. Just like sun is the source of heat and light, right? Without sun there cannot be heat and light. Okay. Now just because I have experienced the heat and I can see the light over there, I can say the sun is still there in the sky, right? Similarly, just like consciousness is there in the body, I know the soul resides over there. And this consciousness spreads throughout my body. How does it spread throughout my body? What is the medium through which it spreads? Blood. Consciousness spreads throughout your body through the medium of blood. That is why those parts of your body where blood do not flow, you don't have sensation. Any such part in your body? Yeah, hair. Hair is there. So if you uproot the hair, it dukta hai, right? Because at the root of the hair, the blood is touching. But if you cut the hair, there is no pain. Because there is no blood flow within the hair, right? Similarly, nail. If you uproot the nail, there will be pain. If you cut the nail, there is no pain because there is no blood that flows within the nail. So wherever blood flows within your body, okay, there is consciousness. And with consciousness will come all these things, feelings and all those things, they come, right? So one has to understand that consciousness is there throughout the body. And it is only because of this consciousness, I am conscious about my own body, right? It is only because of this consciousness, I can realize even in pitch dark that there is something sitting on my back or something which is moving on my back without even I having eyes on my backside. Because consciousness se mujhe pata chalta hai, right? But this consciousness is limited only to my body, right? अभी तुम्हारे पीठ पे अगर कुछ चल रहा है, I will not come to know about that. Because my consciousness is limited only to my body. Your consciousness is limited only to your body. Okay. But the supreme consciousness, he can know about everybody, actually. That is why he is called as the super soul, God. Okay. Now here, Why this point is very important is because here one of the points that comes is that which pervades over the entire body. Now sometimes there is this group called as Mayavadis or impersonalists, और वो लोग बोलते कि देखो भगवान ने इधर बताया है कि it pervades everywhere. Everywhere मतलब मैं हर जगह हूँ, that means मैं भगवान हूँ, you know, they get into all kind of this conceptions. But we should understand that this everywhere is limited to your body, that's it. तुम्हारा एक area होता है soul के लिए, वो define किया है that it is only within this area you will have consciousness and that is nothing but this body. So my question is, how many souls are there in your body? If I have to ask you this question, and it could be a very scary answer, you know, if you hear it. There are millions of souls in our body. There are millions of souls in our body. Because every cell of our body has one soul. अगर सेल में सोल नहीं होता है तो हाउ कैन यू से द सेल इज डेड. द फैक्ट दैट द सेल इज अलाइव दैट मीन्स इट हैज टू हैव अ सोल ओवर देयर. बट द प्रॉब्लम इज और रादर नॉट अ प्रॉब्लम द पॉइंट इज जो सोल इज रिसाइडिंग इन दैट सेल उसका बॉडी इज दैट सेल. सो दैट सोल डज नॉट अंडरस्टैंड एनीथिंग बियॉन्ड दैट बॉडी. यू गेट द पॉइंट. उसका जो क्षेत्र है understanding jo hai, it is limited only to that point. Whereas the main or primary soul, who is like the owner of this entire body, he understands ki har cell mein kya chal raha hai. You got this point? See, if you can understand this analogy, through this you, it is very easy to understand that how God knows everything. Now, you keep ourselves like the main soul of this body just like one of the cells. So say for example in God's creation, I am like one of that small cells. And there are so many millions, like you are one cell, you are one cell, you are one cell, right? And har ek cell mein soul hai and you know only about this body. But Krishna is the primary soul of this body, who is the super soul. So he knows everything that is going around in this cell. So he knows har ek case mein kya chal raha hai. That is why he is the super soul. Okay? So you get that? So this cells in our body actually, so har ek isme bhi atma hai. Okay? And the good part is wo marne ke baad wo bhoot nahi ban sakta hai. So don't worry about that. So if any cells in your body die, so they don't become ghosts actually. Ghosts primary atma hi banta hai, it typically takes the human form of life. Okay? Okay. So another point is, just like the soul is the proprietor of this body, okay, so soul is the proprietor of this body, just like hum log kabhi bhaade se kisi room mein rehte hai, right, you rent out a house or you lease a house, so you are staying in that house, so you are proprietor of that house, but for how long? For a fixed interval of time. Uske baad mein wo ghar malik aapko notice bhejega, बोलेगा कि साहब घर खाली करो, यू नो, एंड इफ यू से नहीं नहीं मैं घर नहीं खाली कर रहा हूँ, तो फिर वो भेजेगा, लोगों को भेजेगा और खींच के निकालेगा. सिमिलरली यमराज ऑल्सो सेंड्स अस अ नोटिस, यू नो हेयर टर्निंग वाइट या फिर बीमारियां, दिस आर डिफरेंट नोटिस दैट यमराज सेंड्स कि बाबा लीज खत्म होने को आया है, बी प्रिपेयर्ड, यू नो वेरी सून नोटिस आएगा. एंड हम लोग वी आर नॉट रेडी. फिर उसके बाद में आते हैं वो यमदूत आता है हंटर लेके कि चलो, यू नो यमराज ही विल कम ऑन दैट बफेलो एंड ही विल टेक यू अवे फ्रॉम दिस. बट इफ यू अप्रिशिएट कि नहीं मेरा लीज खत्म होने को आ रहा है एंड बी रेडी फॉर योर नेक्स्ट बॉडी योर नेक्स्ट हाउस, देन यू विल बी इन गुड गॉड कॉन्शियसनेस. रादर ओनली इफ यू आर गॉड कॉन्शियस यू विल बी रेडी टू डू दैट, अदरवाइज इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट. दैट इज वाई यू सी देर आर सो मेनी, कभी कभी ऐसे यू नो यू सी सम पीपल जो बॉडी स्ट्रक्चर पे कंप्लीटली इनिशिएटेड रहते हैं एंड स्टिल दे आर स्ट्रगलिंग टू लिव. एंड समटाइम्स वी ऑल्सो वंडर, कभी कभी अपने को ऐसे लगता है कि यार अगर ये मर जाए तो अच्छा हो जाएगा, मतलब उसको भी कम तकलीफ होगी, यू नो, एंड प्रॉबेबली इवन दैट पर्सन इज लिविंग विद दैट बॉडी वो भी बोलता होगा बार बार कि यू नो कि मरने दे बाबा मेरे को, यू नो, लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल आई विल टेल यू दिस लाइव इंसिडेंट. one of my devotee friends, his wife had she was detected with a cancer actually. And when she was detected with a cancer, for 1 year they treated her. Wo chemotherapy vagara sab kiya, and then wo pura treatment ho gaya. She underwent almost 3 or 4 chemotherapies. After that, she got, according to the report, she was cured. Okay, she went back normal, sab kuch chal raha tha. And within a month, one day all of a sudden she just collapsed at her home. When she collapsed, so she went to the doctors checked her. उन्होंने देखा, they said no, everything is normal, there is nothing. Probably, you know, they said might be there is some weakness because of which you might have collapsed and all those things. Then, but they were not able to diagnose the problem, so they said okay, let's do one test, and they did the bone marrow test, and that is like the last test, and they found the cancer has entered into bone marrow. When the cancer has entered into the bone marrow, the doctor said okay, he said, it's finished. I mean, there's no point in spending any more money now. I mean, just be prepared that she's going to live any point in time. Good part was she was a devotee, so she was not at all disturbed by this thought, and she was prepared, well prepared. But at the same time, because this devotee friend, in order to take good care of her, he had taken her to a hospice, you know, Sipla. If anyone knows, you know, there is a Sipla hospice near Baner Road ke udhar. Chandni Chowk, that side, it's there. So there, they admit patients only when you give them a proof that this patient is going to die. Tabhi wo log admit karte hai. And then it's free of cost and all those things. The other thing that they do over there is, wo har patient ko, matlab there you don't get separate rooms for the patient. They have a common hall jisme every. Their philosophy is that every patient should be prepared for the death. And when they see patients around themselves, then they are prepared for that thing. So when we used to go to visit this lady, there was this one person, and वो रोज खिड़की के बाहर है ना अपना सेल फोन लगा के ऐसा रखता था. तो one day we just went to that lady doctor over there, and we said, क्या मतलब, we were just talking about, telling her about, you know, our movement and all those things. We said, what is this guy, you know, ये बार बार सेल फोन लेके बाहर खड़ा रहता है, मतलब सिर्फ हाथ खिड़की के बाहर रखता है. ओके, एंड तो हमने उसको पूछा, क्या कर रहा है, मतलब इज ही मैड और समथिंग और व्हाट. सो शी सेड दैट दिस मैन, यू नो, ही हैड सम डिसीज, बिकॉज ऑफ विच उसका पूरा बॉडी सड़ गया था. एंड इतने वर्म्स हो गए थे उसके बॉडी में कि उसके घर वाले उसको हाथ भी लगाने को तैयार नहीं थे. But one day they happened to brought him to the hospital. So these doctors over there, they said that if you allow us, we will please at least clean him actually. So the lady said that I removed more than 300 worms from his body के ऊपर से. अब उसको देखने भी कोई नहीं आता है. So रोज ये बंदा क्या करता है, वो अल्लाह को फोन लगाता है, बोलता है अल्लाह मेरे को उठा ले, बोलता है, you know. So so he dials some number actually, and he puts the phone out as if, you know, Allah is hearing. So the point I'm trying to make is, sometimes even a person is also fed up with the body, but still he does not leave the body, because externally it might look like that, but internally the soul has a strong attachment to the body, and that is why the soul does not live. Okay, and why it is? It is just because of lack of knowledge. When one has perfect knowledge, then for that person, leaving the body is just moving from one house to another. That person, they don't get disturbed by this. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, in Srimad Bhagavatam there is a story of a rishi called as Dadiki Muni. This Dadiki Rishi, he was once approached by the demigod, because there was a demon by the name Vritrasura. ये वृत्रासुर इतना भयानक डीमन था कि इंद्र परेशान हो गया था. ही हैड नो वेपन टू डिस्ट्रॉय दिस फेलो. सो इंद्र वेंट टू लॉर्ड विष्णु नारायण, ही वेंट एंड ही सेड दैट माय डियर लॉर्ड, कैसे मारू अभी इसको, यू नो, इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर मी टू किल हिम. सो द लॉर्ड सेड दैट इसके लिए तेरे को एक वज्र बनाना पड़ेगा. हैव यू एवर सीन दैट वज्र वेपन, देखा है क्या आप लोगों ने, व्हाट डज इट रिसेम्बल टू, देखा? हाँ, it is bones. If you look at it, wo kuch nahi hai, bones hai, bones. So Narayan said you have to make a vajra, okay, but not through any metal or something. You have to make a vajra from the bones of such a person or such a sage जिसने बहुत कड़ी तपस्या की है, ऐसे सेज के पास तुमको ये करना है। अब कौन है ऐसा सेज? सो नारायण से देयर इज वन ऋषि बाय द नेम दधीची, यू गो टू हिम एंड आस्क हिम हिज बोन। कैन यू इमेजिन, कोई आता है तुम बोलता है मेरे को तुम्हारा हड्डी दे दो पूरा, यू नो एज यू आस्किंग योर लाइफ एक्चुअली, राइट? सो इंद्र वेंट टू दिस सेज एंड ही सेड दैट माय डियर सेज, यू नो सो एंड सो इज द पर्पस एंड फॉर दैट यू नो इफ यू Please give us your bones. So that vajra is nothing but अपना छाती का जो बोन रहता है ना वो है एक्चुअली, या चेस्ट का वो पूरा ऐसा है, इट्स लाइक दैट, द होल स्ट्रक्चर ऑफ दैट वज्र इज लाइक दैट। सो इट आई नीड दैट एक्चुअली फॉर दिस। एंड दधीची बिकॉज ही वॉज अ डिवोटी एक्चुअली, ही अंडरस्टूड द पर्पज ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड विद इन द मोमेंट ही गिव अप। उसको कोई अटैचमेंट नहीं था अपने बॉडी से, फॉर अ हायर पर्पज फॉर हिम इट वॉज वेरी इजी टू डू दिस एक्टिविटी एक्चुअली। From where did he do this? Only through the understanding of knowledge and shastra actually. I mean this story is very deep, you know, there are many lessons actually. If some time permits, we'll get into the details of this story, you know, because there is another side to it about Indra ka background hai. There is a time where Indra had conflicts with Dadichi also in the past, and still Indra went and got the weapon and all those things. So there are a lot of aspects to it, but the point I'm just trying to drive over here is, if one is in the right consciousness and when one is God conscious, then he will not get disturbed by all this kind of things. Okay, so that we have to understand. So then just like the soul, he understands, or he is the proprietor of this body, what is the purpose of the super soul who is within your body? जो हम लोग बोलते हैं कि हमारे शरीर में परमात्मा है, what is the purpose of परमात्मा in your body? इनका डिवाइस ये भी हुआ होगा, हाँ, परमात्मा डज टू थिंग्स, ही इज अ सैंक्शनर एंड सेकेंड थिंग इज ही इज अ विटनेस, टू थिंग्स ही डज। तुम्हारे हर एक्टिविटी का, हर डिजायर का ही इज अ विटनेस। सो से फॉर एग्जाम्पल यू डिजायर एक्स वाई जेड थिंग्स, प्रॉबेबली तुम ऐसे ही कैजुअली डिजायर कर लोगे, लेकिन ही इज नोटिंग इट डाउन and he, you know, good or bad, he fulfills all your desire. Whether you do it strongly or casually, he fulfills all your desire. Not necessarily in this body. He might fulfill some desire in the next body. He might fulfill some desire in another body when you acquire those necessary credits. So Bhagwan wo kya karte hai ki in order to fulfill a particular desire, you have to acquire certain karmas, right? Whenever you acquire those karmas, the Supreme Lord, he will remind you of that desire in that right time. So that is why you know, we see even in our lives that there are certain people who have a natural attraction for certain things. Jinko hum logon ko lagta hai ki yaar ye kya hai, this is so normal. But for some people, they are very naturally attracted to this, because they have those past karmas and past desires through which they get attracted to all those things actually. Okay, so this is one thing that the super soul does, witness. Second thing is, this is the sanctioner. Sanctioner matlab kya? Ki you desire that, okay, this person, you know, I want to beat this person today. So you have everything in your hand to beat the person. But the Supreme Lord dekhta hai ki baba है क्या पायस कर्माज तेरे इसमें, या वट एवर कर्माज आर रिक्वायर्ड टू डू दिस एक्शन है क्या? अगर है तो वो सैंक्शन करता है कि लो, व्हेन द लॉर्ड सैंक्शंस इट, डज नॉट मीन दैट यू आर नॉट बाउंड फॉर रिएक्शन। ओके, अंडरस्टैंड दैट। सी, भगवान इज लाइक ए ट्रांजैक्शनल, जैसे बैंक में कैशियर होता है ना बाबा, हाँ पासबुक में पैसा हो गया, हाँ लो, यू नो यू केम टू विड्रॉ कैश ऑफ 50,000, वो देखता है पासबुक, अरे 25,000 है, सॉरी नहीं मिलेगा, चलो हाँ 50,000 है, हाँ चलो ले लो। उसके बाद वो पैसे के साथ तुम क्या करते हो, दैट रिएक्शन इज स्टिल विथ यू, यू कैन नॉट ब्लेम द कैशियर, राइट? गवर्नमेंट आके वो कैशियर को नहीं पकड़ेगा कि तुमने इसको 50,000 रुपया दिया एंड विद दिस 50,000 ही डिड ऑल दिस थिंग्स, सो यू आर इक्वली पनिशेबल टू दिस, कैशियर इज नॉट बाउंड। सिमिलरली, just because God sanctions, he is the sanctioner, does not mean he is anyways liable for your karmas, okay? With those with that sanction, what you do, you are bound for those karmas actually. That is why it is said that please control your desires. Because desires are the root for everything. If you are not, if you don't control your desires, then you will get bound into this cycle of karmas. And that is why Krishna consciousness is such a wonderful thing, where you try to fulfill all your desires by engaging them in the service of God. So, जो भी हमारी इच्छाएं होती है, we try to do that with the Lord actually, you know. And that is how it becomes a devotional service. At the same time, it is not difficult. You know, what is difficult is to become desireless. You know, कुछ-कुछ लोग बोलते हैं कि अभी desire करना बंद कर दो. That's not possible. It's not possible that you become desireless, you know. Yes, it is possible to dovetail your desires. Dovetail your desires in such a way that they are used as a service to the Lord. And when you do that, then automatically those desires which were going to lead for karmic reaction, they actually will become devotional service and they will lead to your liberation actually. Okay. That is the beauty of God consciousness, which dovetails your desires to the service of Lord. So that is why Prabhupada said that in Krishna consciousness, you don't have to give up anything. You have to only accept God. By accepting God, you are actually completing that whole thing. You don't have to subtract anything from your life. Of course, you give up the negative things, but there is nothing positive that you have to give up. Sometimes, you know, outsiders, when they see us following Krishna consciousness, they think, "Are, kya hai tum log, you know, you all give up your enjoyment, you all give up this." Once I remember I had a conversation with one of my friends on a lunch table, and he was saying, "Are, kya tum log, you know, itne jaldi life mein, you don't enjoy, you know, tum log jaake ye sab bhakti marg mein lag gaye, ye umar hai kya," and all those things. So I told him that, "Okay, tell me one thing," he said. I told him, "How many times you go for a picnic?" "Bola, saal mein ek baar." मैं बोला, "हम लोग कम से कम चार यात्रा करते हैं साल में, एंड इट इज बिगर देन पिकनिक्स फॉर अस, ओके, बिकॉज ओके." देन आई टोल्ड हिम, "हाउ मेनी टाइम्स यू गो एंड डांस ऑन द स्ट्रीट?" ही सेड, "बॉस, वेरी रेयरली आई गो एंड डांस ऑन द स्ट्रीट." अरे, हम लोग तो जगन्नाथ यात्रा में फ्रीली डांस करते हैं स्ट्रीट में, यू नो, वी एंजॉय दैट. देन आई टोल्ड हिम, "हाउ मेनी टाइम्स यू गो विथ योर फ्रेंड्स एंड हैव अ डिनर पार्टी?" एक्चुअली ही सेड, "एक महीने में एक आध बार होता होगा." I told him, "In a week at least two or three programs we attend, where we all friends meet together, we have nice dinner parties over there, we have singing and kirtan. So how can you say that you are enjoying less than you? I mean, in terms of the activities that you are thinking that you are not doing, you are doing much more than what you are doing actually. But we are doing it in a clean way. That's the only difference. You might do those same activities in a very unclean way. We do them in a clean way. That's it. You hear some rock music जो पूरा हार्ट को हिला देगा. I remember, probably, you know, you can call me a generation back or something like that, but when I came back from US in 2005, that time my sister had invited me for one of the उनके company में, you know, they have that kind of annual day वगैरह ऐसा कुछ तो होता है. So I went to her company, you know, मगरपट्टा में there was this company. तो उधर ही उन्होंने वो रॉक शो रखा था, एंड शी टोल्ड मी वहां पर वो चल रहा है, वो ना रॉक डांस. एंड ऑफकोर्स माई सिस्टर इज ऑल्सो डिवोटी, सो शी डिड नॉट गो देयर, बट उसने मेरे को डायरेक्ट किया उधर कि उधर चल रहा है. सो आई जस्ट वेंट टू सी क्या चल रहा है उधर. व्हेन आई एंटर्ड देयर, और बिलीव मी, मेरे को लगा और थोड़ा देर रहूंगा तो मेरा तो हार्ट गिर जाएगा अभी. आई मीन, आई जस्ट कुडंट टेक दैट बीट. आई फेल्ट एंड आई कुड सी दैट देयर आर पीपल जंपिंग एंड डांसिंग ऑन द बीट, यू नो. एंड the best part of that I have noticed, and sometimes, you know, I have to go with my teams also outside, just because, you know, it's like a compulsion, but then I do go with them, and then I witness them, you know, they do all this dance and all those things. Wo kabhi kabhi karte hai, wo disc here there, and you just sit out and, you know, just see. And when people are enjoying, there is no chemistry between the song that is being sung and the dance that they are doing. कभी कभी वो सैड सॉन्ग प्ले होता रहता है विद बीट्स, एंड दिस पीपल आर डांसिंग एज इफ, यू नो, आई जस्ट वंडर व्हाट एग्जैक्टली आर दिस पीपल एंजॉयिंग अबाउट, यू नो. आई मीन, इट जस्ट लुक्स लाइक अनदर काइंड ऑफ इंटॉक्सिकेशन. देयर इज नो sense-only in that whole thing. Whereas when you look at Krishna consciousness, it's not like that. I mean, Krishna consciousness is very lively, you know, it's very practical and it's very nice and clean. You know, in Krishna consciousness, when you perform a particular enjoyment activity, you don't carry a guilt after that activity. In material life, you know, sometimes you might have seen this, that you enjoy a particular thing and after that enjoyment you carry a guilt with that, you know. You don't enjoy that properly. वो बाद में guilt आता है, क्यों किया, कैसे किया, ये वो, या कभी कभी लगता है साला इतना पैसा क्यों खर्च किया, ये सब चीज़ें, you know, sometimes my friends, they talk about 2,000 rupees I spent on this, what, New Year's Day they spent, right, 1,000, 5,000, I don't know what all this. Sometimes you wonder that it was good, but so that guilt is there. In Krishna consciousness, you don't carry that guilt actually. Because the enjoyment is very pure that you get about it. So that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness, that whatever activities are necessary, I mean all desires can be fulfilled by dwelling in them in the service of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Okay? We have 5 more minutes. So I'll try to complete. Actually, I want to complete till text number 30. Okay? We are on text number 18. But after this, if you read, it is pretty much about the technicalities of the soul that Krishna is talking about. So basically, Krishna is telling, you know, the other things, that the soul is, it is indestructible. It cannot be killed by a fire weapon. So that is another thing where Krishna is telling it cannot be killed by a fire weapon. Water cannot dry it. Water cannot wet it, air cannot dry it, you know. So, in this world, science only knows only one kind of weapon, and that is fire weapon. So the atom bomb hai and all those things, these are fire weapons, okay. But at the same time, they are not as, you can say, sophisticated as what was there in during the time of Mahabharata and all those things. See, if you read our Vedic scriptures, and if you read the type of weapons that were used, you will be amazed by those. Like for example, there is an incident about Devasur Sangram. Okay, in this Devasur Sangram, there is a war between Indra and Bali Maharaj. And in this, there was a demon by the name Namuchi. Ye Namuchi ke saath, so Indra had already used his Vajra to kill Vritrasur. So Indra thought that if Vritrasur can be killed by Vajra, then any demon cannot stand in front of Vajra. So wo jaake ye Namuchi ke upar Vajra chalaya. So kuch nahi hua Namuchi. Nothing happened to this Namuchi. And Indra said, what is this? You know, itna mehnat se maine wo dadichi se bone liya, I made this weapon and this is useless. Ek demon ke upar chala, dusre pe fail. You know, waste of my weapon, he said. So then he inquired from his guru, what is the problem? Why this fellow is not dying with my weapon? So then guru said, see, these demons are very intelligent. They apply lessons, you know, in the IT world we have this lessons learned, right? So demons apply lessons learned very nicely in their life. Unko pata chal gaya, okay, this fellow died like this na, so lessons learned. Main jab desire karunga, I will add one more clause. So Namuchi ne ek clause add kiya tha, ki I should not die with a wet or a dry weapon. Any weapon that is wet or dry should not kill me. Okay, aisa kaun sa weapon hota hai which is neither wet nor dry. So then he asked his guru, and the guru said, foam. The space hota hai sabun ka foam. Foam is the only thing which is neither wet nor dry. So then the demigods, they prepared a weapon out of foam. And that was used to kill Namuchi. Can you imagine a weapon out of foam? You know, it's amazing, you know, this is amazing technology actually. And we can't understand. Just like the water weapon apne ko samajh mein nahi aata hai. But then if you can look at tsunami and those kind of things, then you can understand what is the power of water. Similarly, you know, air weapons like wind. You know, normal wind too is okay, like this is very pleasing. But the moment there is a tornado and those kind of things, you can understand how fierce they are. So very destructible. At the same time, even the fire weapon itself, like for example, Ashwatthama, when he fired that Brahmastra, and Brahmastra, it is explained in Shastras, that Brahmastra is, like Prabhupada says, that it is like hundreds and thousands of nuclear bombs together. If you have to bring them together, Brahmastra is something like that. And when Ashwatthama had fired Brahmastra, that Brahmastra entered the womb of Uttara and it killed only the sun within the womb. So can you imagine the precision of that weapon? Either the fire, you know, like recently there was this China, they did one test. वो कई और टारगेट किया था, अमेरिका में जाके गिर गया, यू नो, एंड देन दे हैड टू से सॉरी 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 वी एम समवेयर एल्स, वो गिरा कहीं और, यू नो, इट्स लाइक दैट. आई मीन दिस इज द काइंड ऑफ फायर वेपन्स दैट वी हैव, यू नो, दे आर लाइक इन, सो कहां पे इसका क्या होगा, वी डोंट नो. एंड इवन व्हेन दे फॉल, दे डोंट ओनली डिस्ट्रॉय द टारगेट बट दे डिस्ट्रॉय लॉट ऑफ सराउंडिंग. लाइक हिरोशिमा नागासाकी इज अ क्लासिकल एग्जांपल, वेयर इवन जनरेशंस नाउ आर सफरिंग बिकॉज ऑफ दैट. बट हियर द प्रिसिशन ऑफ द वेपन वाज so precise that only the child, the mother was not harmed at all, only the child was destroyed and the weapon came back, you know. So that was the subtle science that was available. But then Krishna is saying that instead of this kind of powerful weapon, the soul cannot be destroyed. The soul cannot be destroyed by any such weapon actually. The soul is indestructible, you know. And then of course Krishna is saying many other things ahead. He talks about the size of the soul. So what is the size of the soul?
10,000.
Yeah, 1/10,000 of the tip of the hair, right? Then he talks about how the soul is situated in the region of the heart and all those things then Krishna talks about. Okay? So you can read it further till text number 30. Okay? And that completes the section of the soul. So if you have any questions around that, let me know. But that is pretty much, you know, about the science of the soul. So we've covered about reincarnation, we covered about, you know, how the soul is pervading throughout the body, what are the symptoms of the soul, like consciousness, where the soul resides, it resides in the region of the heart, okay, how the soul is limited only to the particular body, kshetra, you know, we can say, like the cells are restricted only to that, the soul in the cell is restricted only to that cell. Similarly, the soul, the primary soul of the body is restricted only to this body, okay, we discuss that. We discuss about the super soul, we discuss about what is its purpose, right? So all these things that we have discussed, we also discussed about the soul. It cannot be killed, it cannot be cut, it cannot be dried, it cannot be wet. All those things, it cannot destroy the soul. Okay? So this is like, you know, all the necessary things that you would really want to understand about the soul is given in this first 30 shlokas of second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So any questions on this? So duty is basically what we are trying to say over here is, see, one thing that we have to understand through the scriptures is that we all accept the fact that we are stuck in the cycle of birth, old age, disease and death. So this cycle, Kala Chakra mein hum sab log fase hue hai. Okay. Whether we accept or not, the only solution to this is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. Only if I surrender unto Him, then I will get out of the cycle of birth and death. Now, if I read Vedanta Sutra, so Vedanta Sutra is basically, it is like the condensed form of the Vedas. Okay. Ki pura jo saar hai Vedas ka, wo condensed form mein hai. So Vedanta Sutra mein, the first statement of Vedanta Sutra talks about Atato Brahma Jigyasa. So it talks about the purpose of life. The purpose of life is Atato Brahma Jigyasa. The purpose of life is to inquire. Inquire about what? Inquire about one's own self. Okay? Inquire about why I am here, the purpose of life. Okay? And how do I get out of it? Okay? So that is the duty. So this is the Sanatan duty of every living entity actually. Now, in order to facilitate, okay, in order to facilitate us in the purpose of this Atato Brahma Jigyasa, God has given us this body through which we can do all these things. But the body comes at a cost of maintenance, and for that we have to work, okay. But if our work is coming in between our main purpose itself, then we are not doing the duty. Get the point? So the body is there in order to fulfill the purpose of Atato Jigyasa. So that is your main duty. Maintaining the body, so it is like, for example, if I have to go from a destination X to destination Y by driving, okay, then car is a means for me to reach that destination. And I have to maintain the car. So, जरूरत पड़ने पे I will have to wait at some point in time, उसको ठंडा करना पड़ेगा, उसमें पेट्रोल डालना पड़ेगा, उसको मेंटेन करना पड़ेगा, I have to do all those things. But just, you know, maintaining the car, उसमें इतना भूल गया कि गाड़ी चलाना ही भूल गया मैं, then that is useless, this thing, right? So, that is how we understand. So, we understand the main duty is to go, get out of this cycle of birth and death. And how do I get out of it? So, one of the process that we follow is bhakti, okay? So you do devotional service to that. Now, while doing devotional service, but we also understand that I have to maintain this body. So then I also do my normal, you know, external duties that are required for maintaining this body. But then I have to make an intelligent balance or call such that it does not compromise on my spiritual duty. Because that is actually the ultimate duty. Okay. If it starts compromising, then probably I still have a long way to go to come to a right platform. Okay, we are not saying that, you know, at one stroke you should be able to reach that, but at least we should understand ki goal kya hai. If you understand the goal, then you will at least work towards the goal. But, and that goal is nothing but this duty. So you get the point? So our duty is basically asato brahma jigyasa. That is our primary duty. Now that you can do it as a grahastha, you can do it as a sannyasi, you can do it as a brahmachari, you know, depending on, you know, whether you are in a particular ashram or varna, you can perform that duty. Okay, but the duty is there. Okay? Yeah. Is any other question? Yes, sir. Achha, what is the question? Oh, controlling your anger. So, okay. So first thing is we should understand the fact that anger is not something which is good to have. सबसे पहले वो ये करना है. वो जो angry young man जो concept है, it is not a good concept actually. वो cinema में अच्छा लगता है, but nobody actually appreciates that concept. At the same time, we also discussed this few minutes earlier that we can devote all our actions in the service of Lord. Like for example, Hanuman, he used his anger in the service of Lord Ramachandra. Actually, yes, Gopi Krishna Prabhu wanted, he messaged me today, he said that he wanted me to speak about Ramayana actually, because Ram Navami is coming very soon. But I wanted to complete this section. Probably in the next class we can talk about some of the incidents of Ramayana actually. So Hanuman used his anger in the service of Lord Ramachandra. Right? He became angry and he burnt Lanka. That was his anger that he used over there. Arjuna used his anger in the service of Krishna by fighting the battle. Without becoming angry, it's not possible to fight. Right? So one of the solutions is to use your anger in the service of Krishna. Now this is how the book recommends. What is the practicality? The practical thing is, well, even if it is so, you should still try to avoid it. Because if you read the story of Hanuman, Hanuman, when he burnt Lanka, he felt very nice. But immediately the thought struck him. It struck him that I have burnt Lanka and Sita is also there in Lanka. So did I burn Sita? And in Ramayana this passage is there where Hanuman is rebuking himself and he says, I am a monkey, he says. You know, because I think like a monkey and I have acted like a monkey, he says. And he was lamenting near the ocean. And at that point in time, the sun god comes and he says that, Hanuman, don't worry. Sita is safe. Because fire cannot burn Sita. You know? So he said, Sita is safe. The point over here is, even a devotee like Hanuman, when he was overcome by anger, he forgot the right and wrong thing. I mean, it was a discrimination power here that was lost. You know, Hanuman forgot that Sita is also there. So he forgot that point. So anger is such a vicious thing that it will make you forget good and bad things. Because when we come under the influence of anger. So in an ideal situation, anger has to be controlled in all circumstances. Okay. Now how do you control anger? Or is it possible, or is it that devotees don't become angry at all? So we have to understand the difference that as and how we become more and more knowledgeable about the scriptures and all the shastras, what it helps you to do is, it helps you to analyze situations in the right perspective. Okay. We normally become angry because someone troubles us or someone gives, pain to us. That is where we become angry. Shastras say, or like for example, last time we talked about that one example of that Mundaka Muni, right? We discussed, na? Usne chiti ko sui se nocha, right? And that is why he got that suffering. Or we also discussed about the story of the cow, right? The wife who murders her husband in the middle of the night, right? And they chop the hand of this because he. So when we read all these stories, they help us to understand that if someone is inflicting pain to me, probably that is a reaction that is coming to me from that person because I have done something to that person in the past. Now, it is only a question whether this thought will come immediately or whether it will come 1 hour later, whether it will come 10 hours later or 10 days later. For a person who is very advanced in Krishna consciousness, for him the thought comes immediately. So that is why he does not get angry at all. Like Yudhishthir Maharaj. And Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was doing the job of a kanka, you know. And there, as a kanka on the sabha of Virat, Virat did not know who Yudhishthir is. He thought this is just like a simple minister. And then when Arjuna had won that battle against all this Bhishma and all those people, and when this king did not know who has won, you know. Because Arjuna was in the roof of Brihanalla and the king's son alone had gone over there. This made a battle khela bhi nahi tha, matlab, never fought a battle. And when the king got the news that, oh, my son has defeated all these things, oh, both khush ho gaya. And when he became happy and he told Yudhishthir, it was bound to happen, Yudhishthir said, because Brihanalla was there with him. The king said, what nonsense you are talking about? You are comparing the strength of my son with Brihanalla? Is Brihanalla is a eunuch. How can Brihanalla fight, you know? And the king became angry and he hit this Yudhishthir with the dice. And Yudhishthir started bleeding over there. And then of course when the son of Virat enters, usko pata chal gaya tha na, because Arjuna had told him, identity revealed kar diya tha. So when he saw that blood is dripping from Yudhishthir's mouth, and he knew now who Yudhishthir was, because Yudhishthir was not an ordinary person, he was a Chakravarti Samrat actually, right? Chakravarti Samrat means he was like the emperor. All this Virat and all other kings had surrendered unto Yudhishthir. So he understood that the emperor ko kisi ne mara hai. He asked his father, what is this? He said, who has beaten Yudhishthir? You know, do you know what the kind of calamity is going to fall on us if this fellow is beaten like this? So the king said, I have beaten him because he talks too much. So the Virat said immediately, the son said immediately, you better ask forgiveness from him. So then, you know, Virat said, okay, please forgive me. And Yudhishthir said, the moment you beg me, I have forgiven you at that moment only. I mean, Yudhishthir did not wait till the point that he would ask me forgiveness, fir main usko maaf karunga. That is why one of the names of Yudhishthir is also called as Ajatashatru, you know. Because he was never an enemy of anyone. वो कभी एनिमेटी नहीं रखा था. इट्स अ वेरी हाई प्लेटफॉर्म. ओके, आई मीन टू रीच दैट प्लेटफॉर्म वन हैज टू बी वेरी वेरी टॉलरेंट, वेरी नॉलेजेबल एक्चुअली. बट वी प्रैक्टिस दैट इन आवर डिवोशनल लाइफ. हाउ डू यू सी दैट इंप्रूवमेंट इन योर डिवोशनल लाइफ? यू विल सी दैट इंप्रूवमेंट इज वेन यू बिकम एंग्री, यू स्टार्ट एनालाइजिंग हाउ मच टाइम नाउ इट टेक्स फॉर यू टू कम बैक टू नॉर्मल. If initially, अगर तुम 10 दिन तक उसी बात को पकड़ते थे and now within a day you come back to normal, believe me, you have done an enormous improvement in yourself. So understand that it is not that devotees don't become angry. Sometimes, you know, devotees also become angry, but the amount in which they recover back to normal is much, much faster than any ordinary being, because they have the right understanding of the situation and they analyze the situations in the right way. So when we start doing that in our lives, then automatically your anger will subside, you know. So you have to understand that. You know, a typical science is that, you know, if someone is afflicting pain on me, you have to understand that it is nothing but your own reaction that is coming back to you. Apna problem kya rehta hai, ki we blame others for their faults, but even for our faults we look at others, kisko blame kar sakta hu. You know, that is our problem. But the moment you start taking it on your own self, that no, it's my own reaction that I am getting back, you will see a huge difference and you will be very easy. It will be very easy for you to control anger, okay? And again, try to understand that it's not that when I say control anger, ki tum ghusta nahi hoge. Probably you will become angry, but your recovery time is faster. That's it, okay? That is how it will work. Right. See, what you are talking is a very, it's a very strong point, okay? But you have to understand whether you are in the right position to do that, okay? You are very right. You have the right to become angry only if you can bring a positive change in the other person. But if you are becoming angry, is making the other person envious or something like that, then it is not the right thing, okay? So that you have to check. So, okay? Today we'll stop here and we'll go for prasadam. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Reporting for our